Hello, hello, welcome back to the Mexpat Stories. My name is Rodrigo, and I know I've been absent for a while. It was just a very strange period of my life during Christmas because there's a lot of things to do and I didn't have the time to go back to you guys. But we are finally back, and I'm very, very happy today because I have finally someone that I've been trying to bring to this show for a while. It's all on her, so it's her fault because she's super busy. Right, so her name is Veronica Catherine, and I'm gonna let her introduce herself and let you know what she does for a living. So, welcome.
Hi, thank you. I'm so excited that we finally got some time. My name's Veronica, or Veronica in Spanish. I live here in Playa. I've been here for a year now, and I run an agency remotely called AVO Agency, and we do content strategy for websites and for mobile applications.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's so, a lot of things.
Yeah, but is that the only thing you do?
That is the only thing that we do, yes. I have just the agency, and I've been doing that for a little over 2 years.
Okay, yeah. Very good. Okay, well, that's a while now.
Yeah.
Is this a lifestyle that you were looking for, to have something like that?
Definitely, yeah. So kind of my background is, before I started my business, I was working corporate America at a financial company, so it was like very corporate.
Sounds super fun.
Super fun. You know, and it kind of was, in a way. There were things I loved about it, but I also, my experience working corporate made me realize that I did not want to work in an office. And that's really was the catalyst for me moving here eventually, because I realized, okay, you know, we only get this one life. Like, what do I want to do? Do I want to sit in an office, or do I want to try to create something that's just more fulfilling? And yeah. And so, yeah, so I started my business, I started working online, and then I moved to Playa.
Very good. Well, this is actually something that we, in the groups of the nomads that we have in Playa, we get to hear very often, right? Like, you get tired of the corporate lifestyle.
Yeah.
I used to work in American Express a long time ago, and the reason why I quit that job was because they didn't allow me to open the window to see, like, regular sun.
Yeah.
And I was on the first floor. It's not like it was dangerous or something. So to me, it was like, this is one of the most natural things. I just want to see some
sunlight.
Sun and just get some regular air, and I'm done with the AC, and they didn't allow me, so I quit that day.
Yeah.
Because obviously there's some kind of benefits by working in these corporations, but it doesn't allow you to be yourself, right?
Yeah.
And ultimately, this technology that we have today is allowing us to do this, so you can work remotely.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, especially here in Playa, I talked to a lot of other nomads that have traveled to more remote places, and they had a hard time finding good Wi-Fi, and we have great Wi-Fi. Like, it's, Playa is actually a great place to work anywhere. You can work at great coffee shops, and there's Wi-Fi everywhere.
Yeah, there's Wi-Fi and food everywhere.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Perfect combination.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, Vero. So there's a question that I have for you here. So how do you feel after these 2 years of adventuring into your job about running a business from Playa?
Well, Playa has been the perfect location for me to run a business that is, so my business is based in the U.S., so my clients are based in the U.S., you know, most of the speaking and workshops that I do are in the U.S., and Playa is such a great location. Everybody, Rodrigo's having a beer. I'm gonna call him out.
Sorry, it's too warm outside right now.
Yeah.
It's out of it, but you can continue.
It's playa life. No, it's been such a great location, though, because with the time zone in Playa, it's not too far from the time zones in the U.S., so it's really easy for me to work with clients in the U.S. without any disruption. And then it's also really easy to travel anywhere from Playa because we have access to the airport in Cancun. And Cancun is one of the biggest international airports, so I can...
It is.
It's incredible. We get direct flights to Houston or New York or wherever we want to go. So if you travel for work, Playa is great.
It is perfect. A little advice for the people that is landing in Cancun and they want to come to Playa, or you're going somewhere else. Don't take the taxis, okay? It's not that we have a war against the taxis, but they've been abusing. Actually, I posted a video today about a guy that was charged 8,000 pesos for Chichen Itza back and forth, and it's not even 1,500 pesos both ways, right?
That's crazy.
So it's insane. So there's a little, well, it's actually not a little, there's a big company. It's a bus station that is called the ADO. And that one, it charges you around 80 pesos, 100 pesos just to go to either Cancun or, to Playa or Tulum. So don't deal with the taxis. The bus is fantastic. It has Wi-Fi. They're playing a movie in Spanish, so you can start learning. And it's great, super comfortable, and it drops you in two different locations inside of Playa, which are center area. So don't worry about the taxis. Don't take the taxis until you either learn how to speak really good Spanish and you sound like Mexican to bargain, or you buy your own car, like literally. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, we're talking about the connections to Playa. It is a really good place to land.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I mean, we're so connected here in so many ways. It's like, it's this little paradise, but we're still in the middle of everything. I mean, you're not too far from the States or from the rest of Latin America. You can travel here. And there's also people here from all over the world. I mean, it's incredible.
It is. The diversity of Playa, Tulum, Cancun is fantastic. We're getting... I believe there was around 45 different nationalities registered already, plus the ones that are not registered.
Yeah.
So that says a lot.
Yeah.
We have a lot of food from all over the world, and now it's mixing with Mexican food, so you get to have a little bit of everything.
Food here is so good.
I agree. The best tacos are in Mexico City, though.
But, I'll take your word on it.
But yeah, I know that you just have to go there.
Yeah.
All right. So you like Playa, and it seems like you love Playa. But tell me, how do you find this place? How do you came to Playa? What was your first experience with it?
Yeah, I think, well, so a little more on my background is I'm Mexican-American. So my mom is from the U.S. My dad is from Mérida, Yucatán.
That's why she doesn't look Mexican.
Yeah, I don't look Mexican at all. But I am half and half. So I grew up, you know, as a kid coming back and forth to Mérida and to Progreso, which is the beach outside of Mérida. So this part of the country has always felt like home to me, like my second home. And but when I was thinking about moving to Mexico, I really liked Playa as opposed to somewhere like Mérida or Mexico City, because Playa definitely has that really cool mix of being like an expat digital nomad hub, but also still this sort of walkable beach town. Like, we can walk everywhere. We have the beach. We can access cenotes all around us and like all of this incredible wildlife, but there are still co-working spaces. I mean, for someone that's running a business, it's just really like such an ideal location to be here.
Okay. I think the majority of the people that comes here, it's new. They discover completely, but you have a connection to it somehow.
Yeah.
It's a bit different from the majority of the people's stories.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I mean, even though I didn't grow up coming to Playa specifically, I mean, there's just something about this part of the world that that feels like home to me. So I love it here.
Okay, great. So, you probably have been seeing part of the development of Playa by coming back and forth. So are you still amazed by the changes that happened from one day to the other?
It's crazy. I think even from just a few years ago, it's changed a lot. It's growing a lot. I think there are pros and cons to that, you know, just like anything else. But I think that it is changing all the time.
I know. One day you can go and look for a restaurant, and the very next day it's not there. It's a whole different thing.
Yep.
That happens very often here.
Yeah.
But it's part of development. We were like the fastest growing city 2010 to 2014.
Didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah. And now it's Tulum.
Yeah.
Because we're still growing. It's incredible the amount of money that runs through this place.
Yeah.
But that was on the touristic option. Now I think we're growing more on the business side for digital nomads that are coming here. So talking about that, what do you see for Playa or Riviera Maya in general for new businesses like yours, for example?
Like just where do I see the community going?
I mean,
I think it's growing, and I think that it's not going to stop growing anytime soon. I mean, it's such a great location, and I think what sets it apart is the community too. I mean, we have a great community here of people who are running really interesting, really diverse businesses, and that also attracts people, and that attracts, you know, like-minded people. I mean, I've been so impressed with the caliber and the diversity of businesses here. Like, I think, you know, sometimes I talk to my friends in the States and they just assume it's like people that are sort of, you know, bums, like, you know, like it's a beach town, and but there's real business happening in Playa. Like, there are incredible businesses happening here. I've been to some amazing workshops and like speaking events, listening to other entrepreneurs.
Exactly. You were also part of the Playapreneur Summit,
mm-hmm.
which was great, by the way.
Yeah,
congratulations.
That was amazing.
Yeah, I was very very late that night, but I made it on time to see you.
Nice.
We also had the Nomad Summit here.
Yeah.
You had the chance to talk to Johnny, and yep. like he's quite a character.
Yeah.
I find him hilarious, and yeah. his personality is amazing. And he was one of the few that told me, like, bro, I was not expecting this to be this different.
Right.
You know, like, so diverse. And he was very pleased about the connection of Playa with businesses, transportation, the natural areas.
Yeah.
Did you read his review on Playa?
I think I read a couple. He's written a few posts about it. What is his name, so we can tell people? I think it's Johnny FD or something.
Yeah, I think it's called like that, because I think his name is Johnny Chang, actually.
Yeah.
But he has, I might be able to post the link to this. What was it? Yeah, it was just like Facebook.
Like a blog post.
Yeah, it was. But I think it was on Facebook. It was a blog, which is fantastic. I think it sums it up.
Yeah.
Everything that is happening.
Yeah.
Because we had the Playapreneurs, you were part of it. We have several dates for the Playapreneurs. It was the whole month of October it was Mita Carmina.
Yep.
That organizes. And she was exhausted after that.
Yeah.
She was like, not until next year, because we got so excited.
Yeah.
Many of us participated. I participated as Mexpats Club.
Yep.
I was bringing some of my people. And then obviously there was Nest. And
yep.
Bunker, the co-workings, which are the main ones. Selena participated as well.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of...
We have a lot of co-working spaces. And just the community that cultivates within those spaces is amazing. Like, I remember when I did my events for Playapreneurs, which, if you're listening and you don't know, it was a month-long summit where there were speaking events, like, a couple times a week. There were workshops. There was, like, a pitch day. So I did a speaking event, and I remember somebody came up to me and said, this turnout and this community is amazing. He was saying that he's from New York, and he would go to entrepreneur meetups in New York, and there would be less people.
Like, in New York.
In New York. Like, but there's just something about the community in Playa. Like, people really show up for each other.
I think people is hustling in general, but yeah. Playa allows you to hustle with a friendlier intention.
Yeah, everyone is so supportive, and yeah, they just, people show up for each other in like an amazing way. Everyone,
it's true.
Yeah,
I hosted the Christmas dinner here in my house.
Aww.
My house is not that big, guys. It's Mexican size, like hobbit size. But still, like, I kind of hosted a dinner for everyone that was just arriving to Playa, that hasn't found the time to have a family or a partner, or maybe just good friends.
Yeah.
And we had around 20 people just coming last minute.
Yeah.
And we had a blast, because people literally looking for that, and they were talking about their businesses, but still they were having so much fun here.
Yeah.
So I'm impressed with everything that's happening with Playa and the community.
Yeah.
Which leads us to the diversity of the development in Playa. So one more time, there's many businesses that are have been developed here,
yeah,
by the locals. But I am impressed the amount of digital nomads that are coming right now,
yeah,
with different ideas, different projects. From the people that you have met, is there anyone that has impressed you with their project?
Oh, there's so many. I mean, it's hard to pick some out. I mean, there are people that are doing incredible e-commerce or Amazon businesses. There are tech startups that have founders that are based in Playa. We've got, like, there are interesting, like, accelerators and like communities that come to learn here. Like, I know there's a group at Nest that's like a developer community, and people come and they learn development skills. I mean, there is such a huge diversity of people and businesses and opportunities here. It's actually been better for networking than I ever thought it would be too. Like, one of the things that a friend told me when I moved here was like, are you worried about being, you know, isolated from the business community? And that has not been the case at all. I've met so many amazing people here.
Yeah, you need to find the time though.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. I think for me, at least, the co-working spaces have been like what has really helped me meet people and network, because they do such a great job of hosting events. And what's really cool to me about the co-working spaces in Playa too is that there's like a few main co-working spaces, but they're not like competing with each other. They actually like work together and they do events together. And
That's so true. Well, yeah. Remember the Halloween? You were not in the Halloween, but we all worked together.
I did do the Halloween. Yeah. The first part of it.
You did the first part of it. Yeah. So what we did was to put everyone together. You know, if you haven't heard about the Mexpat Club, I have a Facebook community with a lot of digital nomads. I also host, I also have the group of the Digital Nomad Tribe in Playa. So I get to always reconnect the people with these spaces. And that night, the main co-working spaces and us participated together. So we made a co-working drinking crawl.
Co-working crawl. It was amazing.
Great. And yeah. We was all with our costumes and we were drinking from one place to the other. Then we went out on the Fifth Avenue all together. Yeah. And it turned out to be a great night.
Yeah.
And that's because we have created this, like you said, sense of a real community that works together instead of actually just competing with each other.
Yeah, which is so cool to me, especially being from the States, where I just think that the attitude, like the sort of business culture, is a little bit more competitive. Like, I think that there are other places in the world where if it was a small town with three co-working spaces, they would be competitors. You know, there would just be a different feeling. And it's not like that here. Like, they just support each other and do things together. And I think that's awesome.
I like that too. Yeah. I really appreciate the effort of each one of them to try to keep it clean for everyone. That was Mura too.
Yeah.
Mura Cafe was also...
Which is new.
Yeah, so our main ones are Selena, which is also a hostel, and they have a fantastic co-working space. One of my favorites is Nest Co-Working. They're really good friends of mine. Bunker as well, they're super cool people. I happen to like work every now and then with them. And well, now we have Mura Cafe as well, which is, I don't know, I don't want to say this directly, but I think they're more focused to the female entrepreneur movement.
Yeah.
And I think it's very safe for a lot of women to go there first while they get to develop, because, you know, a lot of people still has that barrier of safety with Playa. And Mura is the right co-working probably for that, just a start maybe.
Yeah, and that's actually like an interesting point in general about Playa, is people talk a lot about safety and people ask me about safety a lot, you know, especially just being a young woman. They're like, oh, are you nervous being in Mexico? Do you feel unsafe? And I think there are a lot of really safe spaces in Playa that are intentionally created like that, like Mura, to be safe spaces. And I think you just have to kind of be aware of your surroundings. But if you are, and if you, you know, if you're intentional about where you go and what you do, I feel very safe here, like in general.
No, me too. As they say, if you get involved with the wrong people, you might end up in the wrong places.
Yeah.
Bad things happen to everyone just randomly in general around the world, so we still have to have that part. But anyways, it's part of what we have and we cannot lie about it.
Yeah.
We're not trying to hide it, but we also try to bring the more, let's just say, a more positive side of Playa, which is not everything that you get to see in the news happens.
Yeah.
All right, so I do want to talk a little bit more about your job while you're in Playa. So first of all, what has been the biggest challenge in the job you're performing while living in Playa?
That's a good question. I mean, I think that it took me a while to find a good rhythm. You know, I think, but I don't know if this is specific to being in Playa, though. I think it's just something that you kind of go through when you start working remotely and you start working from home, is balancing like all the time you spend alone with finding some community. And I think that's why co-working spaces are a good balance, because you can work from home when you need to, but if you want to be in a place where they're working remotely can be very lonely if you allow it to be lonely. So co-working spaces here are great because you, like, you know, if you're someone that works from home, you'll relate. Like, you can go days without seeing another person.
Oh, it is true. Yeah.
Like, you know, it can get very isolating. So I think I had to figure out, like, a good balance for me of, you know, working at co-working spaces and working from home and just having places that I liked to go.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
So to the people that is still on that little edge of, should I take the step to go to Playa? Maybe I should just stay where I am. Because right now, a lot of the digital nomads are located in Asia.
Yeah.
I heard because it was, well, I mean, obviously it looks like it's really nice.
Yeah.
But also cheap.
Yeah.
But we have heard so many complaints about different things, about how hard it is to move from one place to the other due to the visa, some parts that do not have any technology that can provide the right services for them. So what would you tell these people that are still like, should I go, should I not go?
I mean, I think anyone should come to Playa if you're remotely interested and if you like this type of environment. I mean, if you like beaches, definitely come here. I mean, it's beautiful. The city is beautiful. But also, I would say come to Playa and try to experience more than just the tourism. I mean, it's easy to come to Playa and just stay at a hotel and never really leave, right? Like, never leave Quinta, the Quinta Avenida is like, you know...
It's like an extension of the tourism of every hotel,
right,
that we have here.
Yeah, it's like the main tourist streets where, you know, there's a lot of restaurants. And that is really fun, but there's so much more to Playa. Like, if you're going to visit, I would say join some of the Facebook groups and go to local events. You know, come to a Mexpats event, meet people that live here, get out of Quinta a little bit. You know, there's so many incredible places to eat and to hang out.
That's so true. There's you need to explore the area.
Yeah.
There's a lot of volunteering here, especially with the dog shelters, because we have a lot of street dogs. Well, we don't have them on the streets, which is fantastic. They're actually on shelters, but they need a lot of help. So also, if you want to come and help, that will be fantastic.
Yeah.
There's people that just walk the dogs on Saturday, they give them a bath, and I like that part. We also have a lot of people supporting the kids in school, which is the kids project. So there's so many different ways to be part of this city while you're here and still, like, feel home, you know, like, make it your home, not only about the party, not only about the discovering the natural sites. The community itself, the Mexican Mayan community, requires a lot of assistance, but also they are fantastic people.
Yeah, maybe this is actually a good thing to mention, because I think Playa is kind of known as a party town a little bit, and I think it is, like, it can be a party town, but I'm actually, like, very boring. Like, I'm not, like, you know this, I'm like a I'm home by like 9 o'clock, like
I agree.
But
you know what, let me tell you something, guys. I actually made one event based on one of her comments on my Facebook group about cocktails.
Yeah.
That she didn't even show up. So she was just looking for good cocktails, like some good quality. I was like, yeah, that's actually a good idea. Maybe I should do something like that. So I created a whole event with mixologists.
Yeah.
With mezcal. And she was the only one that didn't show up that
night.
Well,
I was traveling. In my defense, I was not in the country. However, yes,
we'll do it again.
I am kind of boring, but the point of me saying that is that even if you're not a party person, like, there's something in Playa for everybody. Like, you don't have to be a crazy party person to enjoy Playa. There's so many things here. If you want to do volunteer work, if you're into yoga or martial arts, or
that is so true. I didn't think about that. There's like a martial art community is great and it's growing. There's so much to do and
that,
and it's cheap.
And it's cheap. I mean, you know, I think relatively, depends on where you're from, I guess, but for, you know, but it's everything I think is very affordable and really good quality here.
The stadium is always available for people and it's free.
Yeah.
You can just go and work out, and there's salsa lessons over there as well for like tip based.
Yeah, there's dance here. There's so many different types of fitness and people in the health community. So, I really think there's something for everybody here.
Like, you're right. Tonight I'm actually going to the Salsa Lovers event.
Nice.
It's going to be the first one in Playa. This is by Hilda. Lady Croft, I think that's how she put her name on Facebook. Okay. She's great. She has like 10, 12 groups around the world.
Yeah.
And now she's has one in Cancun, and now she's opening the one in Playa. So I'm going tonight to make a video about it. When she gets here, we're also going to have a podcast with her. So if anyone wants to get some information, I'm also going to post some of the information directly on the Facebook page of Mexpats. This one goes, all of these podcasts, you can find them on Mexpat channel with the links and everything. So anyways, Veronica, you know that I wish we could have a lot more time.
Yeah.
But I want you to close with maybe not an advice, but something you would like to tell to the traveling community that is aiming to find a different option, or the people that hasn't been able to yet take that step and be become a digital nomad. What would you prefer? What would you like to say?
Ooh, if you haven't become location independent yet, I would say that, you know, take the leap. I mean, we are living in the best time in history to work online. We have so many opportunities now, and why not, right? Like, if you can do your passion, if you can do your job from home, from anywhere, why not? Like, at least give it a shot and see if it's for you.
Yeah, you can live in Playa with a minimum of $1,000.
Yeah.
I live with less with that because I know how to live here. I'm very Mexican like that.
Yeah.
And I still have like a, let's just say, a regular rent price because I'm in a very central area.
Yeah.
But I think it's doable. $1,000 just to start, and you can still go out and party.
Yeah.
Not that much, but you can, right?
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, well, so thank you so much. How do people reach out to you, or how can they find you, see some of what you've done, your work, or in case that you want to get more clients? So.
Yeah, the best place to find me, especially if you're a nomad listening to the podcast, is on Instagram. So you can find me on Instagram at veronica.avo. So Veronica.avo. And yeah, I'm mostly on Instagram, so.
Mostly on Instagram. I still have to go through that.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of time for my Instagram. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming. Finally, after
Yay.
Months of trying to have this conversation. I'm going to tell you why I wanted to talk to her, because she is the only one from the digital nomad community that I have met in these past years that is actually bilingual, with a Mexican background and an American background, so she has a different point of view from many of the people that I know, because they're only, you know, they were only born in the US or Canada or
yeah.
some other part. And you do love this place, and
yeah.
I can tell that you are kind of the right person to talk. That is very similar to me when it comes to creating the most positive publicity for Playa. So
yeah,
thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
This podcast was not about a lot of business today, but we really love Playa.
We love Playa.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
So if you get to come, guys, don't forget to add yourself to the Mexpat Club on Facebook. We're creating an app which will be out as soon as possible, which is actually one of our good secrets.
Yeah.
It's still out there in the development. We're going to have a Mexpat meetup at the end of this month on the rooftop of the Thompson, which is one of the nicest hotels here. And then we're going to have the Mardi Gras pool party as well with them next month.
Nice.
Yeah, this is going to be great. So keep following us. Check the other podcast. Thank you so much. Great people for taking the time to listen to these fantastic stories from the Mexpat Stories. Soon we're going to have another fantastic guest, but I'm going to keep that as a secret because I really want her to be back here. And Vero, you're more than welcome to join us whenever you have something to say.
All right.
Does that work?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, guys. Have a great time. And let's just try to keep in touch. Love you all. Bye-bye.